Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Rainy Friday afternoon here in Oak Grove. We broadcast from the Southern Bank Corps studio. Rare, but the full crew is here, Bob, Kelly, and Andrew, and we're glad everybody's back in the same location. Opening segment sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. All right, baseball tonight, the Raging Cajuns in town. That's always really big. Jay Walker about to join us here in just a minute. Update you as best we can as to the status of tonight's game schedule for 7 o'clock. My source is telling me that they really want to play tonight. Going to have a meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon with the National Weather Service. Make a decision then. Possibly start the game as late as 8, maybe even later if necessary, but really want to get the game in tonight. Jay Walker is the play-by-play voice of the Raging Cajuns, one of our very good friends on this show. And, Jay, you made such a great point off-air about the importance of trying to get this game between the Cajuns and the Eagles in tonight. Repeat that to our audience, please.
Well, you know, I think under normal circumstances, you might just go ahead and bang this and try to play a doubleheader tomorrow. They don't want to do that, and the reason is you're talking about Morgan and Middleton scheduled to pitch tonight. Well, if you have to push them back tomorrow, remember that next week's games are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So now, as it is, they're going to have one less day of rest next week. You don't want to make it two, especially with those two guys scheduled to pitch.
That's correct. And another thing, and I'm sure, Jay, both coaches would agree with this, you don't want to start a game with your two aces pitching, play three or four innings, rain delay, lightning delay, and you lose those guys, right? That would be reason two behind what you just said.
Well, exactly. And so it's, you never like situations like this, and I don't know about you guys, but we've had situations like this almost every weekend this year. Mm-hmm. And we've had to play some doubleheaders. We've had to play in the rain. But, boy, I'll tell you, Tony Robichaud used to talk about it all the time. Last thing you want to do is start a pitcher and then have to burn them because of the weather. And so they don't want to do that either. So they're going to be try to get it in, and yeah. I'll just take a nap this afternoon.
There you go. Coach Robichaud, greatest interview we ever did on this radio show.
I was just going to say,
no question.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but what a great guy he was.
Jay, we kept him on the show one day for an entire hour, and he was the most entertaining, the most to the point, honest guy I think we ever dealt with.
And we
miss Coach.
And old school.
Absolutely old school. And I know you have great memories of him too, Jay.
He's the most principled human being I have ever known. And I still have trouble having conversations about him. He was my friend, and I don't know that a baseball season will ever go by that we don't talk about him. Mm-hmm. And talk about him in reverential terms, because he was such a special, special human being.
Yeah, great, great. Great loss to college baseball when Coach died unexpectedly, no question.
Well, you know, this series, and we talked a little bit about this prior to the show too, no matter what the expectations are, no matter what the preseason pundits come up with, here we are, the smoke is cleared, and it's Southern Miss, Coastal Carolina, Louisiana, Louisiana, and not to dismiss Troy either, Andrew, but those four teams battling it out, Jay.
We all knew it would be these four. We just didn't know it would kind of look the way it does.
And you guys are playing your best ball, which is what you want. Is that fair to say, Jay?
Yeah, we've played better. Yeah, I think the biggest issue that we've had this year, you know, we brought four or five new arms in that were not freshmen, and honestly, none of them have panned out. So we got caught really, really short in pitching, and then Morgan missed a couple of starts on top of that, and Herman wasn't totally healthy. And so in the middle of the week, we just weren't very good. Now, you know, we're not playing any more midweek games, and so we're playing much better baseball now. And, you know, we've got a team's got an ERA of 5, but if you look in conference play, it's about 3.5. And that's because the guys that we do have are pretty good. We just don't have enough of them to be playing 5 games a week, and that's where we got caught this year.
Well, Jay, you guys just come off a 3-game sweep of Georgia State. Did y'all play that at home or in their Little League park over in Atlanta?
We played that over in beautiful Decatur. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we, of course, folks may not know, you broadcast at Georgia State, you are outdoors kind of right behind home plate up against the backstop. And they do put a tent up for you.
Boy, that's big.
And so if it does rain, you hope the rain doesn't fall sideways. In other words, that there's rain. And it did rain, but fortunately it was a steady rain and there wasn't any wind. And so neither we nor our equipment got waterlogged. And that was good.
That's always a plus over there.
Good grief. One day everybody in the Sun Belt will have nice facilities. Yeah. But to get back to UL, Jake, what I guess you mentioned the pitching. What's going on with this lineup right now?
Well, I think Matt Deggs believes he's finally found one because he's going to he's used these 9 guys in the lineup now for, I don't know, the last 4 or 5 games, and that lineup tonight is going to be exactly what it was in the 3 games last week. That's been the other situation. You know, they lost Luke Juhas, our first baseman, for about 15 games with a broken hand. They lost Drew Markle for about 15 games with a hamate bone injury. And you lose both of those guys at the same time. And the guys who are playing behind these guys are freshmen. There have been games this year where we've had as many as 5 freshmen in the lineup. Now, you know, we're down to 1 right now, 2 right now, and that's Brooks Wright in center field and Owen Galt, the shortstop. But in addition to the problem with the pitching, there have been some injuries too, probably more injuries this year than I've had to deal with in any of the 33 years I've been doing this.
But you're playing well. 8 of your last 10, what has turned it around? Has it been Chase Morgan and Andrew Herman kind of leading this surge, your 2 Friday and Saturday night lefties?
Well, you know, they've pitched well. Morgan has not been as good as he was a year ago because his command hasn't been as good. Herman is pitching with a torn labrum. He doesn't care. He's a senior. Give me the ball. I'm going out there. Mm-hmm. And then they finally found a 3rd starter in J.R. Toletta, sophomore out of Ruston, who's stabilized their Sundays. But I think the reason that they've won 8 out of 10, they've had 2 guys that have kind of emerged out of the bullpen and reinvented themselves that were having really tough years, and that's Tate Hess and Blake McGehee. They have made some adjustments. You know, I think Gunnar Leger, our pitching coach, is doing a tremendous job with these young pitchers. And he's worked with both of them, changed their arm slot a little bit. And now they're getting people out. So instead of having 5 or 6 guys you can count on, now they got about 7 or 8 they can count on. And that's made the Cajuns better.
Jay, you were talking about the overall pitching staff. And the lament that most coaches have at this time of year is, yeah, we're good for a 2 or 3 game series over the weekend, but just don't know that the pitching staff is deep enough to make a tournament run, whether it be at the Sun Belt or postseason. How would you sum up the pitching rotation and the entire staff now. Are you guys deep enough to make a tournament run at any level?
As long as we stay in the winner's bracket. You know, I don't – you know, Tony – here we go, Coach Robe again. Coach Robe used to say this, you pitch your way to a tournament, you hit your way through a tournament. Because when you get to that fourth, fifth game and your frontline guys have all been burned or coming back on short rest, you got to be able to hit the baseball. You know, I think the first thing for us is we got to finish in the top six. And I think, you know, I think we're in pretty good shape right now, but we still got a little work to do in that regard. You got a really tough series this weekend and then an improved Arkansas State team next week. So step number one, finish in the top six. And then after that, boy, you got to try to stay out of the loser's bracket if you can. I don't think, my opinion, I don't think that there's quite enough pitching, quality pitching on this staff to do a thing where you got to play and where you got to win like five out of six. I don't know that they have enough to do that. But guess what? Most folks don't.
No.
So we'll see.
Jay, we're going to talk a little bit about the Sun Belt in general and the upcoming tournament of the next set, but can you hang around with us? We've got nothing to do till 8 or 9 o'clock tonight, apparently.
At least.
Hey, I don't have much to do except, you know, fill out a lineup in my scorebook, so I'm in.
All right, Jay Walker's going to hang around with us. And still to come, Charles Green's the Hattiesburg track coach. They've had a great year, and he's a former Golden Eagle. We're going to talk to him. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Miss Kathleen's down there with all the Southern Miss apparel, and something tells me she might have a few baseball tickets to give away. If you're down there today and tell them you heard about it on the Eagle Hour, you may run into a couple tickets.
And congratulations to all the Southern Miss grads. Yesterday and today, the ceremonies, they've got those diplomas, so proud of them, and good for them.
Well, now get off mama and daddy's back and go get a job. Mo Beignet Company sponsors this segment, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, and we always appreciate them as well. Great place to hang out this weekend if it's raining. All right, Jay, I've told you before, I think the Cajuns have the best collection of baseball uniforms I have seen. What are they going to wear tonight, do you know?
Last Friday, and this is all I can go by, last Friday they wore the black tops with Cajuns in script in red, trimmed in white, with gray pants. So I'm going to guess that's what it'll be. Mm-hmm. They might come out in all grays. That's a possibility. Usually they save the red tops, which are my favorite.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Those are good-looking baseball uniforms. All right, tournament we're playing. If we were playing the tournament today, Andrew Abbedy, give us the breakdown.
Courtesy of Scott Watkins on Twitter. So thanks, Scott. So as of now, here's how the seeding would play out. Of course, this will all change after this weekend. But as of now, in the play-in games, it would be Marshall versus Georgia Southern and App State playing Arkansas State. And, of course, the lower seed that wins those two goes to the highest seed, which would be Coastal, and then the second lowest would go to USM as of now. So on the USM side of the bracket, it would be Old Dominion and Troy. And then on the opposite side with Coastal, it would be Texas State versus Louisiana. Now, it is worth pointing out that there is a three-game difference between UL and Texas State. Yeah. So this could...
Well, can I point out that that would seem to me, quite honestly, that the number one seed would have the more difficult bracket with Texas State and Louisiana?
I don't know. I mean, Old Dominion has had a way to have Southern Miss's number, it seems like.
Yeah, and, but they would be on their second pitcher if they played Southern Miss.
But also, though, I think, it was their third pitcher that threw that incredible game against them. But I think, if you're Southern Miss and you want to have a prayer to host, you need the best RPI games that you can get, whoever that is. It doesn't matter who. And, you know, if you can get Troy twice and then play Coastal in the championship, maybe that helps you out just enough. Who knows? Yeah.
Jay Walker, as we talk about Sun Belt baseball, if you could name maybe the biggest disappointment, with all due respect, and maybe the overachievers in the league this year, what two teams would you put under those headings?
Well, you know, we finished fourth. Not last year because we won it, but the 2 years before that we finished fourth. I think that you're sitting there in fourth place right now, which doesn't surprise me. But look, guys, we're one game over 500, and that's the first time we've been over 500 since we were like 4-3. So, you know, it's been, for a lot of us, kind of a disappointing season for the Cajuns. And as far as a team that maybe is better than we thought they were going to be, now, everybody's going to want to say Arkansas State, but I honestly thought they'd be about where they are. I knew they were going to be much improved with Mike Silva as their head coach. I'm going to go with Marshall. I mean, even if they finish 10th, this is a team that 2 years ago was about as bad as a baseball team as the Sun Belt's had in a long time. And for them to improve as much as they have in the last 2 years, and look, Bryce Blevins is a guy you don't want to face in the first round. You might get him if he doesn't have a good game, but if he's on his game, he's capable of beating anybody. And, you know, Southern Miss had a tough trip to Huntington this year. So I'm going to go with Marshall as the team that's better than I thought they were going to be.
See, I would, when it comes to disappointment, I can't explain South Alabama.
Yeah, what's your disappointing team, Jay?
Well, I think it's the Cajuns. But, you know, you bring up South Alabama. I had a conversation with their facilities guy, and he said, man, I don't know what's happened to our program. And I said, I'll tell you what's happened to your program. Football has happened to your program. Because when you guys weren't playing football, or when you were playing FCS football, you were among some of the best teams in the league in the Sun Belt year in and year out. But guess what? All your money's being spent on football now. And so, you know, your baseball budget isn't what it needs to be, and that's why you're not going out and winning.
Right.
And I think South Alabama is easily explainable when you look at what's happened to them in the last three or 4 years. I think football has happened to them.
I saw that last year, Kelly. Their budget is so low, they literally took the foul balls away from little boys when they hit them. They had a group of girls that would chase the foul balls down, and I watched them take them out of the gloves of little boys. Now, they need some money, Kelly.
That, I thought you were
make
kidding
a donation
when you told me that, but no, the other people said no.
No, it's true.
Yeah, that's what was happening.
Well, I've heard some things about if I can remember this right, but most of the time that they have to go get their own team meals and stuff like that. Which
really,
it's wild that's what happens.
Really,
yeah.
And you know, Jay, they have a pretty decent facility, but when you compare it to the one here, the one in Louisiana, I mean, they don't, you know. I think their facility's a little outdated myself.
Well, you know, they did a big refurbishing of their ballpark in 2005, okay? Now, they've got turf now, which they have not had in the past. They finally put turf down this year. So that was an improvement. And they've done this, a few little cosmetic things. But, you know, you're right. I mean, look, when they did the refurbishing in 2005, that was the flagship ballpark right. in the Sun Belt Conference. But they don't have any covered seating. You know, the sun is going to be miserable if you play in May for the fans, which keeps fans away from the ballpark. You're right. They do need another facelift, but I don't see where that's going to happen anytime soon.
Now, how long have you done the Cajuns?
This is my 33rd year.
Have you ever been to a worse facility than Georgia State?
Have you been to Jonesboro?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. Now, to their credit, they've got turf now also. And they do have a, quote, press box, unquote. But they've got tinted glass. They have no windows. And so if you play at night, you can't see the field because of the glare. And honest to God, it's like if you have a color guy, he can't sit next to you because there's only room for one person. And so the color guy's got to look out the door and let us know where the ball is because we can't see. Now, the good news is you can't get rained on, all right? But, man, that's the only good news. Now, again, I think that there's a plan there to put some money into baseball, and I think with Mike Silva there, he's gone out and raised a little money. And but they need a huge facelift as well. Now, Georgia State is about to break ground on their new park, which is going to be out where the football stadium and the new basketball arena are at the old Turner Field complex.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're about to break ground there. So they're supposed to play in their new place next season. Now, I don't know that it's still going to be a palace. I mean, when we refurbished Russo Park in 2018, it was $18 million. They're spending $14 on an entirely new stadium. But it's going to be a darn sight better than what they're doing now.
Yeah, it's just terrible right now. It's just it's a joke.
Other than starting late, Jay, how else is the weather? And I know it's the same for both teams, but how is the weather problematic as far as getting this in?
You know, I don't know. You know, either way, you know, you got to go play. As long as you're playing tonight, I don't think one team gets hurt more than another team. You got to be able to catch it and throw it, whether the weather's dry or wet. Both teams have to do that. I don't know that there's an advantage with a wet field at all. I do think it's important to get the game in tonight.
And
nobody
agree.
Wants to play a doubleheader tomorrow.
We could not agree more. Hey, Jay, it's always great having you on the Eagle Hour, and we're going to do our best to catch up with you next year. I know the scheduling got a little quirky on us last year. We'd have had you with us in Montgomery, but hopefully we can get that done. We look forward to a great weekend with our rivals and friends, the Raging Cajuns.
It's going to be so much fun in Montgomery, as it always is. Guys, I appreciate you having me on. All God right. bless you, man.
Thank you, Jay. Jay Walker, everybody, play-by-play voice. Long time of the Cajuns. He got a little emotional there when we started talking about the former coach, didn't he?
You could really tell he was. I mean, it's not even television, but you could tell that he was choked up.
Yep.
Coach Robichaud was a great, great man.
I just like the fact that you talk about somebody that calls it the way he sees it and doesn't care.
He did, and he didn't give a.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank our buddy Jay Walker for coming on. Kelly, I know you're with me. We really thank the world of Jay, and we've done a lot of interviews with him through the years, and we hang out with him a lot in Montgomery. He's just a good buddy.
And I want our fans to know that there's a lot of joking aside. The people in that part of the country, in Lafayette, very much respect Southern Miss.
Well, and I'll tell you something else about those people, too. Man, they're the friendliest, nicest people you'll ever meet. They'll invite you to eat with them almost every time you're down there, and you can have a good time with them and go your separate ways and watch ball.
Not just eat with them, Bob. But
I have had a few beers with some Cajun fans through the years. Now that you mention that, Kelly, it kind of brings back my memory. Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe more than a few on a couple of occasions.
Indeed.
Hey, wanted to thank our good friends at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue for sponsoring our program. Hank Lott is such a great guy, and the facility is so nice. Everything for your home, for your lawn, for your garden, and local people to do business with, just great folks out at MCS Home Center. All right, Andrew's got a special guest for us. Andrew, I'm going to let you have the honor of introducing this fine man.
Well, yeah, joining us now is, I know him as the head track coach at Hattiesburg High, Charles Green, who's coming off of a back-to-back state championship for girls track, and then the boys were state runners-up, but not only is he a very successful track coach, but he was ran track at Southern Miss in the early 90s as one of their better hurdlers in that time. And he's also a football referee as well in the college and high school realms. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, let's start with your championship win. I know, you know, you and I got to cover the state meet last weekend, and I mean, what's the secret to some? I mean, you've won, is it 6, 7 team state titles in the last, since I think dating back to 18? I mean, how do you coach a championship track team? I know, and it seems like every year you put out the best jumpers and hurdlers that the state can offer.
Oh, man, the first thing is having great assistants. I can't do anything by myself. My assistants play a key role in everything and all of our successes. I have a great jump coach. I have great coaches that's working with our sprinters, our throwers, our distant runners. Now, myself, I do coach my own hurdlers. But I couldn't have time to spend with the hurdlers like I do if it wasn't for some of the good things that my assistants do. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Coach Jamal Porter and Coach Romisha Porter, Coach Andrea Woolard, Coach Jarius Romani, Coach Marquise Warford, and Coach Riley Jackson, and Coach Lake and Terrell. I know it seems like it's a lot of them, but those men and women, they make my job look easy. It ain't easy, but they make it look easy.
Well, you're talking with some last names there with Terrell and Romanique, among others. Those are athletic families, just plain and simple good athletic families, Coach, yeah?
Yes, they are. I mean, of course, Coach Terrell is Clemens Terrell's daughter, and Romanique is from Oak Grove,
right.
Played football at Oak Grove. So those guys have come along and they're helping make the program great.
Now you ran for Marshall Bell at Southern Miss, for the track facility now is named after Coach Bell. But the fact that you guys really didn't have a place to call home, Coach, how did you guys deal with that?
Well, you know, we went to Hattiesburg High. We got our practices in there. I guess when you don't have much, you don't realize how much of a disadvantage that you are at. A disadvantage to not having things, but you know what? You make the best of what you have. You work at it, and you continue to do things to get better. I mean, even part of this season, we were without a track because we were getting our track refurbished. So we made the most of early track meets that we went to get quality work in.
I've always been intrigued at coaches who coach sports where there isn't a youth feeder program, which would be like track and field. I mean, when you are a football coach, you can go out to the Pee Wee and midget games and see some of the talent in line ready to come up, so to speak. But where do you find track and field athletes when there isn't necessarily a youth track and field league?
Well, I won't say we don't necessarily have one. Parks and Rec here, they do have a youth program, which they actually started back when Myron Light was working for Parks and Rec. It was an idea that we put together to kind of start introducing kids to track and field. And myself, I do have a summer AAU program that we work with kids. We help to develop kids. And one of my coach's daughters is one of my star athletes. She was an eighth grader that won state this past year in the 300 hurdles. She got second in the 100 hurdles. She got second in the long jump. And then my son, who was also an eighth grader, we moved him up to the high school team after they completed. He completed his middle school season, whereas he helped lead our middle school boys to the MHSA Middle School Classic, which is title, which is the unofficial state title for middle school. So we do have, and we have a fairly successful middle school program that I have hands-on. I work with that program hands-on because I know that those are the kids that's going to take over when our seniors and now my junior boys that play football move on to the next level.
Charles, I want to ask, I find it interesting how in college you did your workouts at Hattiesburg High, and you didn't move very far down the road, if at all, since you ended up taking the head coaching job there. Can you kind of take us through how you ended up at Hattiesburg and made the transition from Southern Miss?
So, funny story is, I went to school. I have a degree in banking and finance. So I was working in banking for about 7 years. And in the process of working with my summer program, when Dr. Trussell became the athletic director here, we discussed with having our program practice at Hattiesburg High School. So after a couple of years, Dr. Trussell came to me and he made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. He offered me to become a track coach at Hattiesburg High School. And I guess you could say the rest is history. This is year number 22 in coaching in the school system and then in high school athletics, and all of them have been at Hattiesburg High School.
Did you ever envision yourself being a track coach?
Not when I was young and in school. That was the furthest thing from my mind. The summer after my freshman year, I got injured. Injured my hamstring. I limped through the finish of the season. And when I went back home, I wasn't really able to do much. So I started coaching with my summer team back home that I competed with. And I'm originally from Natchez, Mississippi, and I ran for the one of those legendary coaches in Mississippi, Henry Doc Woods. So I started coaching with Doc, and I learned how to coach as an 18-year-old with kids that actually I just finished competing with as teammates.
Longtime Ohio State football coach Earl Bruce, who has passed away many years ago, but he said, Coach Green, that pound for pound, football players, this is Earl Bruce saying this, not me, but pound for pound, football players get too much credit for being the best athletes. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that pound for pound, the best athletes for men are track and field stars and gymnasts. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't disagree with him. Track athletes, especially some of those that jump and hurdle, I mean, those are some athletic moves that you don't do in everyday sports. And to be able to do those things, it requires a lot of skill, a lot of balance, a lot of speed, a lot of power, and a lot of dedication. And That's why now you look at a lot of football coaches at the collegiate level, they're looking for kids that run track. And when you look at the football national championship, when the commentators are talking about the athletes, they spend a lot of time talking about what this one did in track and what that one did in track. Track and field just makes a better athlete and a more disciplined and tough athlete.
Coach, we really appreciate you being on the show, sir. Thank you very much. Great history with Southern Miss, and congratulations on your great success as the Hattiesburg track coach.
All right, thank you.
Coach Charles Green, everybody, Hattiesburg track coach.
And really the most successful team we've got at Southern Miss year in and year out besides baseball is track and field.
That's very true.
I have the weather.com hourly forecast in my phone. We're going to go over that. And, can we say doubleheader?
Things that make you go,
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Fun show today. Appreciate Charles Green coming on the program and our good buddy Jay Walker. Guys, I'm looking I'm looking at weather.com, and it looks like a lot of rain. High chances all through the night, but then tomorrow things look better. So, Andrew Abbey, are you ready to make a call? Doubleheader tomorrow? Or I just looking at this, it doesn't look like to me the rain's going to end tonight.
I just wish these weather people would be right.
You're correct about that.
Because, I mean, they have been so off these last two, 3 weeks. Like, let's go back 100%. To the Hubfest fiasco. It was going to storm, and there wasn't a drop of rain. 100%. I mean, it's been like that earlier this week. Look, I understand weather, it happens, it can be unpredictable at times, but man, these guys have been really wrong
and
lately.
It makes it very difficult on the university when they're trying to plan around the weather, because they have to rely on the people that are giving the weather forecast. And Andrew makes a great point, Kelly. They're batting about 101 here lately.
That's not something that they always pride themselves on being right. You can put a man on the moon, but the bottom line is God's still in control of the weather. And when I don't think no matter how advanced technology becomes, you're not ever going to be able to get it completely right. But it does seem that the track record here has been pretty bad. Now, Pearl River continues to host the Region 23 JUCO tournament, and a message just out that those games that were going to be played at 5 and 8 today now have been pushed to 11 and 2:30 tomorrow. Now, this tournament was supposed to be over yesterday.
Right.
And there's potentially still two games, two days left.
I got it pulled back up. Here it is. 8 o'clock, 70%, 72% at 9, 75% at 10. Then you scan over to tomorrow. Let's start at 1 o'clock, 40%, 40%. Go to 4 o'clock, down to 20%. 6 o'clock, it's down to 18%. Saturday night, down to 12%. I see a doubleheader.
But again, if you get the doubleheader in tomorrow, it's not like once the rain stops, you can just go out there. You still are going to have an hour to, even though it's turf, you still have to squeegee standing water off the field and make sure it's safe.
And hope there's no lightning.
Right. Lightning is the bigger
problem.
Is the bigger thing.
All right. So they're meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon with the National Weather Service, and I think you can look for an announcement shortly after.
You know what you could do is hang out at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
That would be a great place.
You know, you could pregame there, and if the game doesn't get in, well, you still got something to do.
And you know what you can do at 4th Street? You could read your, you know, paper of the Pine Belt News.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you could. And, you know, you could get it delivered to your home, Andrew, for how much money?
$35 annually.
Well, what if I lived outside of Lamar County,
it's,
Andrew?
It's a nice 55 for the year. Mm-hmm. Not to interrupt the 4th Street plug, but
no,
hey.
And if I wanted to visit their media platforms, Andrew, where would I go?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or www.hubcityspokes.com.
And you know, as many years as I did the sports at Channel 7, people for whatever reason seemed to think I did the weather because they were always calling my wife asking her if the coast was clear. And I'm
not touching that.
I could never figure that out.
Now, Kelly, on a better note, if you wanted to hear the Eagle Hour maybe tonight at 9 o'clock, if the baseball game's canceled, you say, well, hell, I want to hear the Eagle Hour.
Well, when you're my age, just say, crap, I missed it. But
if you were Andrew's age.
Yes. If into technology, you could go to
our podcast.
Apple
Kelly.
Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube.
And everybody but Kelly can ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Is it Alexa or Alexis?
Alexa.
Alexa, Kelly. Alexa. Alexa, Kelly.
Who named her that?
I don't know.
You could kill some time at D-Bat, too. You could go down and take some batting practice, some fielding practice, and more importantly, you could take your children down there, and they could be the very best they can be at D-Bat.
And I guess the Cajuns could do that, too, but Southern Miss would let them use their facility, I would guess, wouldn't you?
That'd be pretty petty if they didn't let them.
No,
they
for
had
sure.
To go to yeah. D-Bat.
No, for yeah. sure. But yeah. It's been done before.
A few years ago when Ole Miss was here for the Super Regional, we saw their bus down at D-Bat, and they used their facilities down there one afternoon to practice, and we haven't forgiven D-Bat since then. They scored 10 runs that next day.
Well, the problem is nobody else. They rented the whole facility. Ole Miss did. They didn't want anybody else in there, you know.
Correct.
They could have bought the facility. But
and I had heard they took batting practice in penny loafers and khakis and no socks.
Well, and the sweater tied around their neck.
Yeah.
Would you guys like some news and notes?
Yes, please. We have a minute left.
We've got two local area teams that have punched their tickets to the state championships.
So somebody is playing baseball?
Well.
Or softball?
Both. The Purvis softball team sweeps Poplarville. They will play at Southern Miss next week, which is why I'll miss some shows next week. And then PCS is heading back to the state championship. It's their last year of MAIS.
Let me guess.
Hartfield Academy.
Oh, they're not playing Jackson Prep.
No, Jackson Prep got bounced in the first round.
Wow. I think Jackson Prep plays for the state championship in just about everything.
No, but it's honestly, they were probably the two best teams.
And PCS coached by Jarrett Hoffpower.
There you go.
Former Southern
All
Miss
right,
great.
Real quickly, as we hit the exit, your prediction for this weekend series?
Well, the weather's going to win.
The weather? Okay. He's not going to.
Look, I know both teams are playing pretty good baseball right now, but Southern's on a roll. I think they sweep it.
I think they go 2-for-3.
I tend to lean in that direction, 2 out of 3.
Fine, be that way.
And thanks to Monroe. Golly.
Yeah, they had him, didn't they,
I'm
Bob?
Not even going to bring that back up. It's all I could do to keep from throwing a shoe at the TV last night. All right, back 1 o'clock Monday with Coach Oz. Review the weekend, however it turns out, weather-wise and on the field. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you Monday at 1. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. 7-7 into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.